Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night for some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz from 8 to 10, so we'll help you make a habit of joining us. Tonight, our featured aggregation is the Jazz at the Philharmonic. This is installment two. We did an installment once a few weeks back. And in the early 1940s, Norman Grant started Jazz at the Philharmonic, not only as a concert presentation, but also with a concomitant series of albums, which were recorded at the concerts. And by the end of the 40s, Jazz at the Philharmonic was the biggest factor in jazz in terms of concert performance. In fact, it was the only permanent touring concert presentation that traveled throughout the United States, Europe, and Japan on extended tours. It was, in short, the progenitor of jazz concerts and jazz festivals around the world. So we're going to sample a little bit of the jazz concerts that were recorded to Jazz at the Philharmonic that was reduced to recordings and issued by Norman Grant under his various labels, such like Norgran and Clef and Verve. And one of the perennial artists at the Jazz at the Philharmonic and one of the favorites by the jazz fans was the piano artistry of Oscar Peterson. So now we're going to go to Hartford, Connecticut in 1953. And this is the Oscar Peterson Quartet, and comprised of Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, which was the working Oscar Peterson trio at that time, and they brought in J.C. Hurd to be added on drums. And this is their version in Hartford, Connecticut, 1953, of George and Ira Gershwin's The Man I Love. Thank you. All right, that was the Oscar Peterson Quartet live in Hartford, Connecticut, the Jazz and Philharmonic, 1953, with Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. Normally, it was kick off the Jazz and Philharmonic at Carnegie Hall at midnight every year, and then tour going straight west through the whole United States. But that particular year, they kicked off the Jazz and Philharmonic in Hartford, Connecticut, 1953.
Well, I'm going to open up with a selection by Lionel Hampton and Stan Getz from a Verve CD entitled Hamp and Getz. And it includes Hamp on vibes, Stan Getz on tenor sax, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. The tune was written by Hamp. I discovered when I put this lineup together that my first four selections, the tunes are dedicated to various women. I did that inadvertently, and so I thought it would be interesting to explore the origin of these tunes. And this one was simple. Hamp just wrote this dedicated to his wife, and it's entitled Gladys.
Mm-hmm.
And featuring Lionel Hampton on vibes, Stan Getz on tenor sax, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. From a Verve CD entitled Hamp and Getz.
We're going to continue to highlight the recordings of the Jazz at the Philharmonic concerts that, produced by Norman Granz down through the years with various venues all over the world. Our first track was done, kicked off the 1953 version of the Jazz at Philharmonic in Hartford, Connecticut. And now we're going to move over to the ensemble as they presented their concert that very same year of 1953 in Tokyo, Japan. And here again we're going to have Oscar Peterson on piano with his regular trio, absent the drummer, J.C. Hurd. This is Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, doing that minor jazz classic by a bassist Oscar Pettiford called Swingin' Till the Girls Come Home.
Thank you.
Jazz at the Philharmonic, or the JATP, as most jazz fans refer to. That was the Oscar Peterson Trio doing Oscar Pettiford's composition, Swingin' Till the Girls Come Home. That was cut in Tokyo, Japan, in 1953.
Well, next we'll hear from Zoot Sims and Al Cohn from a CD entitled The Brothers. Features Zoot and Al on tenor sax, Kay Winding on trombone, George Wellington on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. This tune was first featured in a movie in 1942 entitled The Fleet's Inn with William Holden and Dorothy L'Amour. It was written by Victor Schlertzinger and Johnny Mercer, and they appear to be commemorating a certain Latin dancer here, female Latin dancer, and the title is Tangerine. That was Tangerine, featuring Zoot Sims and Al Cohn, with Zoot and Al on tenor saxes, Kay Winding on trombone, George Wallington on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on drums, from a prestige a CD entitled The Brothers, originally released on LP in 1952, and then remastered and re-released in 1982.
Well, now, Norman Granz, as a producer of Jazz the Philharmonic, always, I didn't say mandated, but he always looked favorably upon doing one ballad medley every concert. And so we're now moved to Jazz at the Philharmonic in Seattle, Washington in 1956. And on this particular ballad medley, we have These Foolish Things, done by tenor sax man Flip Phillips. I Can't Get Started With You by trumpet man Roy Eldridge. And Moonglow, done by tenor sax man Illinois Jacquette. So this is a sampling of a ballad medley that was done at every concert. So this will give you an idea of what that sounded like. Let's listen to Flip Phillips, Roy Eldridge, and Illinois Jacquette. Fine example of what was done at every jazz, the Philharmonic, as they toured across the nation and into Europe and Asia. They always did one ballad medley, and you heard Flip Phillips there on These Foolish Things, trumpet stylings of Roy Eldridge on I Can't Get Started, and that was Illinois Jacquette wrapping up that ballad medley with Moon Glow. That was cut in Seattle, Washington in 1956.
Well, next we'll hear from a group headed up by Harold Land. It's from an LP entitled West Coast Blues, released on the Jazzland label in 1960. Features Harold on tenor sax, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Joe Gordon on trumpet, Barry Harris on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. Harold wrote this tune. It's another tune dedicated to some female, but we have no idea who it was. Wasn't his wife. His wife's name was Lydia. There was a film actress at the time with this name, so maybe it was her. But we really have no idea. Let's listen to Ursula.
Thank you.
Ursula, a tune written by Harold Land and featuring Harold on tenor sax, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Joe Gordon on trumpet, Barry Harris on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. It was from a LP entitled West Coast Blues, released on the Jazzland label in 1960.
Listen to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM on your dial. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours of fine mainstream jazz. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes. We'll be back with a second hour, so please stick around. We're going to close out with the Jazz the Philharmonic All-Stars. Now, we're recorded in Carnegie Hall, New York City, September 13th of 1952. An all-star aggregation including Oscar Peterson on piano, Eldridge and Shavers on trumpet, Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Lester Young on tenor sax, Benny Carter on alto sax, Buddy Rich on drums doing Duke Ellington's Cottontail.
Mm-hmm.